Under a new law, the state considers whether to let counties off the hook for certain rules, as long as they do not affect health or safety. Dane County wants to be exempt from a mandate requiring some state inmates to be housed in local jails. County Executive Kathleen Falk says they don't have room for 180 extra inmates.
We're trying to do this in good faith. The state made this invitation to us, and rather than us complaining, we ought to do something productive. And so we really did weigh through all the possibilities of the many programs we carry out for the state and thought that this is the one that just didn't seem to be very fair.
She says Dane and other counties lose money. Reimbursement rates are set at $40 a day, but the state doesn't have to pay that if it can't. And the fund for that purpose hasn't grown since 1993. Corrections Secretary Matt Frank says they understand local concerns about cost and jail crowding. Nevertheless, he says lawbreakers need to be in custody.
It's important to have a place to place those offenders. If somebody's violated their probation or parole, we have to have them in a location, and the jail is really the only option most places around the state.
So far, only Dane County has filed a waiver asking if it can stop taking state inmates, but it's been a long-standing issue with the state organization of sheriffs, which threatened a lawsuit several years ago. They later negotiated better reimbursement rates with the state. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.